Foster care can be tough, especially for LGBTQ youth. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Mounts, assistant professor in the School of Social Welfare at the University at Albany, details some of the extra challenges they face.
There's a scarcity of research addressing the experiences of transgender and non-binary youth in foster care, despite the fact that these youth face egregious mistreatment within the child welfare system. In 2015, a research team of MSW students and faculty members, including myself and Mishula Kappas-Desilas at Cal State Northridge, initiated a community-based participatory research study on the experiences of LGBTQ former foster youth in Los Angeles County. We used qualitative interviews and photo voice methodology to convey this community's experiences before, during, and after foster care. Findings revealed that transgender and non-binary participants had nearly twice as many placements as cisgender participants. The narratives described a lack of worker and caregiver competency in supporting trans and non-binary youth, systemic barriers to accessing gender-affirming medical care, and barriers to housing, education, and employment during and after foster care. Despite these obstacles, participants' experiences demonstrated strength and resilience in the face of adversity, stemming from spirituality, trans-affirming groups and organizations, and pride in one's identities. In addition to identifying as transgender or non-binary, all of the participants also identified as youth of color, and findings should be understood against a backdrop of intersecting identities and interlocking systems of power, privilege, and oppression. Based on these findings, we recommend that every jurisdiction require competency training for working with transgender and non-binary youth, that all states have legal protections guaranteeing foster youth's right to be placed in settings and to use restrooms and other facilities consistent with their gender identity and to use their asserted names and pronouns. Finally, that every state cover transition-related medical services and that agencies contract only with trans-affirming medical providers.
That was Sarah Mounts of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.